The bases are loaded and Citra's at bat. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour, show about things fun, the beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I am the Nick.
Episode 470. We're going to be hanging out with you, talking about the beers we drank last week, beers we're looking out for, and the beers we're drinking right now. What?
We're catching up to the price of gas. Holy.
Yeah. And then the listeners are going to call us and tell us stuff. We're going to talk about some culture.
Mm-hmm.
And all the things. We're going to have
all the things.
Before the show, we were tailgating, and I had a one that donated by Wazoo Corvette. Bumble Bumble from the Sapwood Cellars as an IPA DDH with Mosaic and Mosaic Cryo. All the Mosaic. And the Sapwood is from Columbia, Maryland. Apparently every state has a Columbia town.
It's mandatory.
Yeah. You have to have a Springfield and a Columbia and a Lakewood and whatever else generic town. You've got to have them all.
There's about applying to be a state.
There's about five Fresnos.
Yeah.
Houston has a Fresno. I think Ohio has a Fresno. But we're the best one.
We's the best. Wheezing the juice.
And yeah, that was a good beer. I drank it all. Oh, no. Wait. I'm still drinking a little bit more. I've still got a little bit more. I drank it all.
How did you forget you drank it or have more to drink?
I don't know. I'm excited now. Now I have more to drink. I accidentally, sorry, Wazoo, but I accidentally opened. He gave us each hop water beer, but yes. It was very, usually the hop water, the NAs have like a little bit of a different style to the label where you can kind of see, but this one didn't and just looked like a regular craft beer from a small brewery. So I opened it up and I took my first taste and I was like, shit, it's a hop water. Which would have been fine for like 2 o'clock in the middle of the day when I was ready for it or, looking for it. But, I'm not looking for it right now. I gotta get, I gotta get in show shape. I can't get in show shape by drinking NAs and hop water.
Hop water. Yeah, I've done the same thing with that can a couple times, picked it up. What is this again? It's double? No, it's hop water.
No, it's all known. No, I appreciate and get it for us. I just had it the wrong
time. I am looking
time.
Forward to it. You're right. You do have to have the right time for it. But if you're trying to get drunk.
You're trying to get ripped.
Now is not the time.
Get ripped. What do you have in there, Nick?
I took my last sip of beer, B-I-E-R, Hell's Style Lager from Green Cheek, from Wazoo. Wazoo and Green Cheek made this happen. Drink while smiling.
All right, then.
I do over. I got to have this again. I was not smiling.
Whoops. All right. Well, I'm here for you. All right, let's synchronize our openings here. You ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, I was early.
Oh, I did it left-handed, so it was a new experience for me. Whoa! Right. Who just cut the lawn?
For some reason, no. All right. Well,
is yours
extra foamy?
My
sound isn't working tonight. It popped out. It sprayed in my face.
Mm. I'm going direct from can.
This is Green Cheek and Trillium Brewing Company. It's brewed with buds. It's Huge Bird, a California-made New England double IPA. Apparently, that's Green Cheek's moniker, is drink while smiling, so. No hop information or anything. They're just like, it's collab beer. Don't worry about it.
What? I was totally here the whole time. Know exactly what you said about it.
Just saying, like, they didn't put anything, any hop information on there because it's collab. They're like, don't worry about it.
Drink while smiling again. Pay attention.
I love gold.
There you go. Sorry.
Don't turn the can.
Ooh. A little bit candy sweet. Not like malty sweet, but candy sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Like cotton candy.
What's your oat content?
Fluffy candy. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
All right. We're settled in. And
yeah, boy. Simmered down.
Ready to go. Start us off. What do you have, Nick?
Oh, man. You're not going to like it.
Oh, man. Come on.
Oh, man. I can already tell you're not going to like it.
Great job.
More shortages.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Not Mosaic, is it? Not Mosaic.
Mosaic shortage. The great Mosaic shortage of 2022.
Summer 2022. Nobody could get Mosaic, bro.
Yeah, you just had the last cryo Mosaic.
Oh, no.
In the history of the world.
Glyle's on the perfect pour.
Okay, wait. So, have you ever heard that there's a seed library? Like,
Yeah, like, okay. They're keeping, like, all the world seeds, like, in a, I think, I don't know if it's frozen, but it's in a cellar or frozen, it's like the Fort Knox of seeds.
Yeah. Okay. So is there a hop archive somewhere?
Somebody like saving all the hop varieties.
All the hop varieties. Like every time they come up with a new hot, do they a new hot?
Bro, I think I've got a new hot here. I just put Mosaic together with the Citra seeds.
Ooh, grafting. Do they graft?
Yeah, they graft. Hop grafting. I never hear that. Hop
grafting.
We're from the ag capital of the world as far as food producing. Nobody produces more food than Fresno County. And so we know our grafting, bro. And Underground Gardens, look up Forestair, the Fresno Underground Gardens. Just look up that way. Probably not going to be able to spell Forestair.
Forestair.
And this dude that came to Fresno, like, was it early 1900s? Late? Early 1900s?
Yeah.
I may have that wrong, but... and, like, he got this piece of land that's, like, all hard pan, dude. And he's a farmer. He's like, I'm ready to farm. And then it's, like, hard pan. You can't... There's just this hard-ass ground that you can't farm on. So he's like, well, shit, what am I gonna do? So he started digging a house. He dug a whole freaking estate, basically, underground. And
boom.
The other thing he did was he was really good at fruit trees and just growing stuff in general. And even with the hard pan, he managed to sort of be revolutionary in grafting trees. And some of them are still mm-hmm. there to this day, where he would like take a lemon tree and an orange tree and like make one, it'd be one tree and there'd be like lemons and oranges and limes and stuff on them. So I'm thinking this is what we need to start doing with these hop plants.
Yeah. Graft it up.
Just all citra mosaic plant.
50-50.
There you go. There's your Fresno. Mr. Listen, that you're
Fresno tangent.
We're not listening.
6 minutes into the show.
Yeah, we're like, oh my God, they're already into the Fresno tangents. Jeez.
God. So wait, pause. I didn't think I was listening to Flowing with Famous.
Sorry, I've never gotten a chance, opportunity to throw in the underground garden. But yeah, I'm sorry. We're going to talk about that.
I want to know if there's a hop archive out there somewhere. Hop archive.
Yeah.
Cataloged all the hops.
Somebody let us know if there's a hop archive. We're not going to Google it right now. I don't have time.
We don't have time.
Don't have time. My boss will not understand tomorrow if I'm at work. I'm like Googling hop archive.
Yeah. Mike, he's got the firewall on.
He's like, can you do that on your lunch break, maybe? Oh, I don't have time on my lunch break, boss.
I get great reception up here in the bucket.
Mmm. So we'll research that.
So CO2 is what's running out.
Oh, okay.
There's a CO2 shortage.
Yeah, you can't.
So are you okay with flat beer? Are you okay?
No, I'm not at all. No. I'm not down with the firkening my beer and what's the other one that doesn't hop, doesn't CO2. It's firkin and the other, there's another thing, right? You're just gonna let me sit here and look like an idiot, huh?
All right, no, that's fine. I honestly don't know. I thought frickin' was it.
No, old
world ale,
cask ales.
Oh, cask condition. Okay.
Yeah, isn't that they're not putting any CO2 on that, right? Cask and frickin'. Right. Oh my God, I had that one time. There was a cask ale, and they're like, "Oh, or frickin'." I don't know. I'm like, "Oh, check it out, frickin'." I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, oh, now I'm a beer geek now. This is like early on in my beer geek. I'm like, oh man, now I'm really in it. I'm really in the, I'm in the mix now. I'm having Birkin.
Yeah. Street cred.
And I was just like, this is fucking terrible. This is flat. Did you know it's flat? Yeah.
guys, it's flat. It's like been sitting out or something.
I firkin my IPAs because I'll open a can and then I fall asleep and I don't finish it and then it's sitting in the fridge.
Nice.
And then like a couple days later I'm like out of beer. I'm like, well shit, I've got this one, I'll do it and it's all right. It's kind of flat, but so like I'll firkin it. No mean to, but
there's the episode title. Mikey, he'll firkin it.
Oh, he'll firkin it. What? That's disgusting. Firkin. No, it's just flat beer.
Yeah. Just leaving your beer out. If it's flat.
Jeez. Where'd your mind go?
What are you doing?
Well, yeah, I hope I heard this like for some reason the northeast, this is worse than the northeast than it is. Here, I don't know why that would be other than, I don't know, it's easier to get CO2 over on this side of the country. But,
I mean. Does it take extra CO2 to make it hazy? Is that why?
Oh, yeah. All those New Englands. This is what did it. All the New Englands, they get all that CO2.
It absorbs it. So you get double.
Yeah. They got to double up the CO2. They got to put more hops, more CO2.
More CO2.
We just need a little more. A little more. More hops, please.
Please, sir, more hops. I haven't had any hops in such a long time. Could I have maybe one more hop? Could I have a little more CO2? My family's very poor. We can't afford CO2.
Ooh, what? There's even espionage happening. One of the plants was contaminated.
Oh, jeez. What's going on, man? It's brewer on brewer crime.
Right.
Somebody's sabotaging the CO2.
Mm-hmm. And then always blame everything on the pandemic. Did you see, despite everything you read and how everything's closing, there are new places actually opening up in the world?
Yeah. Well, yeah, especially craft beer. There's like a little group of people that are just like, every week, they're like, craft beer's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Super dead. I get the end of craft beer.
Super dead.
I'm like, again, like, I keep pointing out, this is a little bit local, but biased, but I think this pretty much plays out to most cities. Like, we have way more options than we had 10 years ago, and 10 years ago was like the huge, like, that was when that was everything was on fire for craft beer. And
yeah,
now it's like, oh, craft beer's over. I'm like, you know how many more options I have than I did 10 years ago? And they're not going away. Like, yeah, things close once in a while. But the fact that we weathered this pandemic, and there's places that are, it's only going to get, I would assume it's going to come back to some degree. So there's no craft beers over. There's just like, it's more in the lexicon that now it's like normal. Like, yeah, of course you have, of course there's a beer bar in your neighborhood, or of course there's a brewery. Your town has several breweries or whatever. That's just how it is now. So, yeah. I think people are confusing dead with like normalcy. Like, craft beer is normal now. Like, breweries are normal now. Tap rooms are normal.
The extreme hype of it isn't it?
Right. The hype's gone because it's
normal.
It's been worked into our system now. Now we're like, yeah, of course there's a tap room somewhere. Whatever town I'm going to, I'm like, where's a brewery? Where 10 years ago, you'd be like, there's probably no brewery.
Where's your brewery at?
So how is that? How is craft beer dead when it's fine, guys? You're just a hype boy. Just admit you're a hype boy.
Yeah.
You only think things are cool when it's hyped. You know, how is that not there for me? You set it up
when you need it.
What, do we become assholes or something?
Yeah, that's right. Beware of the future. You will become assholes. Mm-hmm. And hype boys.
What else? Are there any plans to save the CO2 thing?
We're weathering. All going to die. Beer will be flat forever.
We're all gonna drink flat beer.
That would end craft beer. I mean, if I go to the tap room, there's no CO2. I'm like,
stupid.
I mean, that's wine. I wonder if wine would be good if you started CO2 in it.
Oh yeah, get some fizzy.
Maybe it's pretty. Wait, boring.
Isn't that champagne?
Oh yeah, all the wine tastes like champagne.
But you want a red champagne.
Brut. It'd be a Brut IPA.
Brut IPA. A little Cabernet Champagne.
Yeah.
Wine Bros. What happened to our Wine Bros?
Where are the Wine
Bros? Not a thing. I don't remember why we started that. It was funny when we were talking about it.
I vaguely remember it.
I'm wasting CO2 right now. I should be recycling it.
Yeah, dude. Recycle your CO2 this weekend.
I'm going to reduce my CO2 footprint to save it for the breweries. So there's a production-only brewery opening in Clovis. Have you heard this?
No.
Burning Sun Brewing Company. They're saying we're gonna give this craft beer a chance.
We think this craft beer is going places.
Yeah. Didn't they try to
something on the west side? I feel like I've heard that before. I mean, there's that Burning one in the Sun. Ranchos that's
yeah
sounds
that's
like got Suns similar in the title name. Too. Yeah, Suns. But no, it's different. But still, it feels like I've heard them, like, weren't they around and, like, charging, like, a lot? And then we're like, what? But no, that's cool. They're just going to produce beer. They're not going to have, like, a people. Because I think you can get a permit to just sell beer. You won't be able to have people can hang out, but you can just sell it out of your brewery. Or are they just going to be distributing it locally?
They're not a lot. That's not a very in-depth article, and their website isn't much help either. But they are saying we're a microbrewery that produces small amounts of beer, independently owned, emphasizing on quality and flavor. Nothing about where they're selling or how you get this. You'll never get this. Yeah, the article talks about them, but not how to get it. So I don't know. I don't know. I guess they don't have a tap room.
What's it called again?
Burning Sun.
All right, Burning Sun. Tap room update. We'll be looking out for it.
Is a production only brewery.
All right. They producing make beer.
Cans and kegs.
Looking for CO2. They're on this craft beer hype train.
Yeah. So we will look out for it. Maybe it'll be at the market soon. Who knows?
Maybe. Yeah, if you guys go to the market, they'll let you in.
To let you
hey, they let Tony bags in. Please,
come in. We like money. Yes, you could come in.
Oh, you like selling beer?
Compton has a new gastropub.
Nice.
First ever gastropub.
In Compton.
I'm guessing Compton is not where you go for craft beer, but they no, can now.
Not historically.
No.
That's good news.
They're gonna pull a lot of local beers from their area, not Fresno, obviously.
What?
They're gonna serve Boomtown Brewery, Eureka Brewing okay. Company, Hawthorne okay. Common Space.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they should have Arbonne some Beechwood.
Cerveceria.
They're not too far from Beechwood, not too far from El Segundo. We could have them.
Yeah. So it's interesting. There's, out of all the closures, there are new things coming about. So.
Almost as if.
Who knows? Maybe.
Almost
maybe
as if craft beer isn't dead.
Point. It's not dead. It's just normal.
Just normal, man.
Boring.
This boring old normal.
You're boring.
Yeah, boring. You're boring. Where are the next bye-bye. Greg Cokes? Where's the next celebrity brewery owners?
Man, that
next generation that
faded into nothing, didn't it?
Yeah, all our we don't have
they,
any
they
new.
They sold and then haven't heard a thing about Stone since.
We haven't had a new like owner personality that like everybody knows. That's not something that's happened the past.
The news itself, the news about Stone
selling.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
But no, personality wise, we have not had a new rock star brewery owner. Who knows? Maybe Maui will step forward now that they've bought in the modern times.
Well, there you go. There's the news we missed. It happened right after we recorded last week.
The world between worlds.
Yeah, and during the world between worlds section of the show, that Maui Brewing, there was a whole thingamaroo with, there's a whole end around they did, but they got back. You thought that seltzer company was going to buy them, and then somehow Maui got in there and now Maui Brewing, Indie Maui Brewing owns Indie.
World Between Worlds.
Yeah, I just had
to. Yeah. Perfect time.
They got Maui Brewing's part. Has the modern times, so, and it's all cool because it's still indie, modern, and still independent. So you can buy modern times, you can buy Maui Brewing, and it's all good. And I think they've got a good modern times has a good boss. It seems like, and the modern times department of Maui Brewing should be fine. It seems to be. They should be able to do what they do. And Maui Brewing's going to use, I guess they're going to use some of the Modern Times production facilities so that they make Maui Brewing here on the continental states. So we might see more Maui Brewing. They're going to totally do what ABA InBev or the Big Beer does when they buy a craft brewery. They're like, all right, we bought you. And then tell all the reps, like, don't worry about selling the crap that one we just bought. Don't worry about that. Just get more worry. Spots for Budweiser. So the Maui guys are going to be like, don't worry about putting any more modern times SKUs out there. Just get the Maui out there.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Maui is a good brewer. So.
You want the modern times? I want Maui's.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You want this? This new modern times, huh? Yeah. You gotta buy two Maui's. Want that one modern times? So look for more of both, modern times and Maui Brewing. I'm somewhere. It's good. Good for everyone.
At a store near you.
What else, Nick?
Yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
Well, it's International IPA Day on Wednesday.
Oh, what?
And I don't know how you celebrated. No, this is not stout season, sir.
We're in the middle of stout season.
And so it's like, dude. International IPA Day, you mean a Wednesday, which it was. That's what I said. I'm like, oh, so Wednesday, so Thursday, so Friday, like every day. It's like you would think like I'd be all about it. But like National IPA Day, fuck yeah, because that's pretty much 90% of my beers are IPA.
Storing IPAs pails. In the fridge till they go flat.
Yeah.
Like that's where you're at in your life.
Yeah. I'm just all IPA. So you think I'd be all about, but I'm kind of opposite. I'm like, I have a full on awareness of how prominent and dominant IPAs are everywhere. So I'm not really, it doesn't need a day. It's the last beer that needs a day. Like, you don't really need to celebrate IPA Day. It's okay.
It's okay.
It's those kind of things should be for lesser thought of things should have their day. And like everyone, like, let's do this on the, let's do Browns Day. You, nobody talks about International Brown Day, and you need to talk. That's something you need to talk about.
That's
you need to
day.
Talk about International Porter Day. You don't need to talk about International IPA Day. That's just
right.
Yeah. Completely unnecessary. We're good. We got all the IPAs. The IPA fans, I'm one of you. We won. We win. We don't have any problems walking into a brewery. We're good.
Yeah.
We're covered. And you should be, because that's how a brewery makes money. But I'm just saying, we don't need any help. We don't need government assistance on the IPA sector.
IPAs are still going strong.
Yeah. Also, I have a looking out for.
Mm-hmm.
That's a local one. Sorry. Too much local talk.
Local talk.
Tioga Sequoia is teaming up with Rinhouse, Phoenix Brewer Rinhouse again, with Cold Boy, and boy is B-O-I. Cold Boy Summer. A cold IPA. They did a collab on a cold IPA, Cold Boy Summer. And the label is really cool. It's got woods and stuff, and it's a Kiever can art.
Oh, wow.
And it made its debut yesterday on Thursday on Art Hop Day. And so there is a Kiever exclusive can with Tioga Sequoia and Rinhouse collab, and that cold IPA all looks good. So I'm actually looking out for that one. You know, Tioga's been a little bit quiet outside of that that celebrity beer they did with Vachon. It's been pretty quiet and a little, you know, a little milk toasty, a little normal. I guess they're normal now.
They're not dead, they're normal.
Yep, they're normal. So this is kind of exciting to see, like a new beer from them. I don't think they've done a cold IPA yet. So I think this, I want to say this is their first one.
Okay, so this could be a first.
You know, if we had a guy on the show that was like from Tioga Sequoia that could tell us everything, that'd be cool. But
man, yeah, where would we get that?
I don't know where we would get that, but I believe it is their first one. So I'll be looking out for that this weekend. Might catch me there buying some beer. Because I like cold IPAs / independent lagers. I don't like them more than a regular IPA, but they are fun to drink, so.
I've only had the Sierra Nevada, and I, as much as I love Sierra Nevada, I don't believe that was the best example of a cold IPA.
That was the Torpedo.
The Torpedo, yeah.
I would
try it again. Just
I almost hit on that 12 pack the other day, and I just backed off of it for some reason.
I think it's still from March. So,
Okay.
I think you chose wisely. I don't know if they've done that, re-released that.
Okay, I'll look, but yeah, it sounds like I'm too late. Throw it all out.
Bye.
I was thinking this the other day. I'm posing this question out there. If somebody wants to answer it next week that knows the answer, feel free to contact us in some way. But like, so IPAs, they're the most date conscious you have to be on a beer is an IPA. Like you got IPA or a pale, but more specifically an IPA, especially like a mid-range ABV. And so if you've got a beer that's IPA that's past 3 months, and now you're kind of, now you're, if you're a distributor, if you're a store, liquor store, grocery store, whatever, now it's, let's say the beer is past the three month threshold. Now you're just banking on someone not checking and just randomly picking it up. And like, that doesn't, like, When you're talking about a craft beer, that doesn't happen that much. Like, I still do it, even though I preach checking your date all the time. I still once in a while fuck up and forget to check the date, or just assume like, oh, I think this beer is fine. I think it's pretty new. I mean, I did that with Firestone Hopnosis the other day. I was like, oh, I'm sure it's just, this beer isn't that old. And I never checked it, and I got on, it was fucking old. But, so I mean, it happens, but like, not that, like, once it's old and it's sitting on a shelf, it's probably not going to move. And so at some point, you got to take that back. So I'm like wondering if like IPAs have like the worst return rate, or like, if you got a porter or a something or a stout,
ever get returned at all?
It has to. I mean, they do. Like, but
I don't think a
grocery store does very often. You have to have a good liquor department head, or the liquor department to be paying attention to that really old stuff. But, or just to eat it and just like, I mean, I used to work in the deli dairy of Vaughn's, and then when the milk expires, there's no magical place it goes to. You open up the milk and you do drain pours. I mean, I used to sit back there in the back just and do like it, huh? For a half an hour, just pouring milk down the drain.
Oh man.
So there's no, you know, it's expired. You know, what are you gonna do? There's no place to, you know, the produce and food we would send to, you know, like Pavarella House would come around and pick it up. But like, nobody's picking up expired, expired milk byproducts. So. Vintage, milk and byproducts. Yeah. Milk. Nobody's eating vintage yogurt. So they just toss them. So like, I assume that's what's going on with the beer. You just, at some point you got to toss it.
Yeah.
At some point. Somebody's going to eat it. And I'm betting after a while, I would think, well, especially a grocery store, the store is going to eat it. Unless that rep is like really wants to be back in and wants to be back in a big way, and they'll be like, "All right, I'll take this off of you if you let me have this, keep this space, and let me, and here's this." But
yeah, yeah, I think it somehow IPAs get lumped into alcohol in general, and there's just no policing of alcohol.
Right. Oh, there's going to be like a whiskey bar across from the old Zach's.
Across, okay.
That place we went into when they previewed that building. Ah,
that's going to be a whiskey
bar
now.
That's sort of on the Tioga Sequoia block there.
Okay.
Next to
this. This is good news.
So yeah, you should be pleased about that.
So far, I'm happy. Yes, thank you. I thought it's not in the brick building that Reza's doing. It's in
the it's across the street. That one that's got the big candelabra or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's gonna be fun.
Yeah, you got the brewery district's gonna have whiskey.
Brewery.
I know there's a pretty big whiskey like community next to craft beer. Like there's a lot of shared, like seems like more.
Oh, you've admitted it.
Yeah. Seems like there's more shared whiskey than there is wine. Like the craft beer geeks, you'll see more of them in whiskey more than you would in wine. That's
probably true. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Well, there you go. The expert agrees, so.
Oh, what? I would not say that. I disagree with you now.
Well, come on. As far as this show goes, you are the whiskey expert.
We're all in trouble.
On this show. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? this is the time of the show where we ask you, the listener, to participate so we can kick back and drink more beer and don't have to work. You can get on the show a couple, two, three different ways. You can just email us and we'll read that email. Okay. perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can record something yourself and send that file to that email. And we'll play that, even if it's a little 3-minute podcast. We'll enjoy it. And you can also, we also have an old school wing of the show, and which is a voicemail line. It's a 24/7 voicemail line set up for you, the listener, to vent about something interesting that a perfect poor listener would be interested in. And that's 559-492-0542. And we'll this week, let's see if we've got any. I don't know that we have any traditional voicemails, but I'm just gonna make sure. Because I don't want to leave. Oh no, we do. We have one. Don't worry, folks. We're good.
Hello, perfect poor psycho beer. Not beer. Yes. Psycho Bear here.
Psycho Bear.
And just calling in to wish Tony Bags.
Aww.
What a great guy. Good recovery. I don't know what's going on. I just heard on the last podcast he was not well. It's your friend Psycho Bear, Tony Bags. Pleasure meeting you. Man, I hope I get to see you again over there at There Does Not Exist. Again, wishing you the best. I'm working right now. Did make it down to Humble Sea in Pacifica. I don't know.
Ooh, the Pacifica.
2 days ago, Weathered Souls had a tap takeover. Had a mint frappuccino stout, good. A couple bourbon barrel aged stout. I can't think of them right now. Anyways, outstanding. Weathered Souls at Humble Sea, Pacifica. Check your dates. Goodbye.
Check your dates.
I was waiting for Pacifica. Those kind words for Tony Bags. And at this moment, what we know about Tony Bags is he is recovering. He is at home at his native home recovering, which is Clovis. Fresno areas. Fresno County's Clovis, California. And hopefully he's going to be all right. Everything's looking better than, say, last week. So, Tony Bags is on the upswing and keep it up. As long as he keeps up the good work, I think we'll be seeing Tony Bags back out in the mix for a while. But he can't drink right now. So that's rough. I mean, he's like doing his own, like, what, details. August, off, on the wagon August?
I don't know. On the wagon August. Yeah, it works.
All right.
Checks out.
What's your traditional voicemails? Let's see who emailed us stuff this week.
Hey, guys.
What's going on, Perfect Pour?
It's Con and Janine.
Calling Con you on Janine. A Sunday from
the Jacuzzi.
Oh man.
Nice day. It's about 85 degrees and pool's about 95 degrees.
Yeah. Even though I turned it down to 92, it's not getting colder than this.
I've got a craft lager in the can here, sipping on a little bit.
Anyways, to answer the Fontana Jim's question, the three breweries that would break my craft beer heart if they sold out would be Weldworks, Outer Range, and Four Noses for me.
Those are our big best beer breweries out here for sure. So
are yours the same as mine, Colin?
Well, I mean, if Strange sold out, I'd be bummed out, but they're so small that no one would ever buy them. But like if something happened to them, I'd be bummed. Like they went away or whatever. They closed, that would suck.
Yeah, it would. That would suck if Strange closed. Strange is like our favorite place that we always go to.
We got mugs.
It's like our cheers. Everyone knows us, you know?
Yay. Everybody knows your
name. So we did go there this weekend. So I turned over the calendar, and in August, there's lots of pictures of the Fontana Gym, and he's got some 805 because...
Uh-oh.
805 day.
805 day. And what will you be doing on 805 day, Colin?
805 a.m. and 805 p.m.
What are you doing on that 805 day?
I don't think I'll be drinking at 805.
But... No, me neither. Well, we're going to be on a plane.
Yep.
We're going to Boston, and we'll be in Cape Cod next weekend with my cousin, and we're going to be checking out Treehouse, and then there's another brewery nearby called, like, Bad Marge or something like that. We're going to try that one, and then after the weekend, we're going to go into Boston, into the city. We're staying right by Trillium.
Our hotels are based around Trillium and Treehouse.
Yes, exactly. So we will definitely give you guys a call next weekend, give you an update on the Massachusetts beer scene, and let you know how it is. And we're super stoked about it. Yeah. So yeah, I'm going to be flying on a plane to Boston on 805 day. I don't think I'm going to be drinking any 805. Sorry.
But we'll be listening to the plane. We'll be your show on the plane.
Yep. But 805 at night, I will drink a beer. How's that?
Okay.
We probably will have been drinking for a while on vacation.
Right. But we want you to keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Shut that bird up.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that bird in the background at the end?
Mm-hmm.
The frick, dude.
Not till you said that.
Did they not know that Colin and Janine are recording in the jacuzzi?
Stupid bird.
Stupid bird.
Didn't even know. Bird didn't even know.
Birds are stupid.
Poopy bird. Keep up the good work. Keep up
the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. Yeah, so it's 805 day, everyone. How are you celebrating?
Woo! How are you celebrating?
Woo! You're listening to this on episode day, Friday. It's 805 day. Darn it, I don't have an 805 on me. Usually I do.
Yeah.
Today I
Are
just
you gonna do it?
Today I just don't happen to have one on me though.
You know, Are you doing 805 AM or PM?
I guess I'm doing PM. I guess I gotta go out and buy an 805.
Alright.
Maybe I'll buy one of those.
Does World Market still sell single 805?
Well, yeah, maybe you can get those. I think Save Arm might have those stovetop.
Oh, get a tall stovetop.
Tall boys. They might have that. I might do that.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, God. Because since Firestone's off the no-fly list.
We return.
Yeah, no, it's all right. Yeah. If you're having an EM5 today, let us know. You know, I mean, everyone on the Zoom, Friday night Zoom, somebody's going to have an AF5 on the Friday night Zoom.
You think there's one?
Somebody's going to do it. I wonder who's going to do it, though.
By accident or conscious?
Somebody will just randomly drink an AF5. Like, bro, cool, man, 805 day. What? Yeah.
Yeah, I did plan that.
Yeah, I don't normally drink 805s, but for 805 day, I did it. Yeah, July count. The July calendar is Christmas was the perfect. Every year, Colin and Janine put it together a perfect pour calendar, and last month's July was Nick and his special lady friend Christmas in July.
Yeah.
Now it's August, and it's all Fontana Gym pictures with holding 805. Nice. Just like, bro, want an 805? Hey, how about an 805? You having an 805? So we had Nick's birthday on Monday, which I feel bad. I should have mentioned it in last week's show, so we knew it was coming. But and then the only other show related birthday this month. On the calendar, it doesn't mean it's the only one, just the one that's on the calendar, is Bearded Brewer's birthday on the 25th. So I don't know what's going on with
that. It should be September, though. Not
August. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that, what? There's no way. The perfect pork calendar is not wrong. I think you're wrong, Nick.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes, he would probably be okay with you thinking his birthday's in August. So you avoid his actual birthday.
I don't know. I think Matt likes, Matt's, you know, Matt is a very introverted guy and not, you know, not wanting a lot of attention and that stuff. But he enjoys his birthday being recognized.
Oh.
So don't, you know, don't be afraid to wish him happy birthday, but don't do it this month, I guess.
If that's true, then put it in September and not August. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. All right. Thank you, everyone. That was all. It was a light week this week. It happens once in a while. We'll have a light voicemail week. And
we hung over from week. Radar Palooza.
Yeah. Radar Palooza. Yeah. I did notice like everyone that Radar Palooza that went to Radar Palooza have been really quiet since Radar Palooza. They're like, oh,
it hurts.
That's enough of perfect board. Any perfect board related stuff. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Like, so yeah,
icing their crotches from
yep, it's still got an ice, big old ice pack on their crotch. I'm like, oh, whew. Well, Radar Palooza number two, huh, guys? That was something. Yeah, so thank you. If you want to be on the show, you can. We're here for you.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't.
I love gold.
Is that a new beer?
New beer entering the show. Wow. More tributing to Tony Bags. This is one from my personal collection. It is from There Does Not Exist. Lunar Pollen.
It?
Yeah. Lunar Pollen. It is a hazy.
I thought you had an AB beer.
No. Yeah, there is a, looking out for, there is a Tony Bags beer with him on the label from there. I think it's There Does Not Exist, or is it Liquid Gravity? I think it was There Does Not Exist.
No,
it's,
yeah. There.
So him lighting up a cigar, smoking a cigar, just looking super cool.
Super.
That's coming out. I know that there's a lot of Tony Bag stuff coming out, so be on the lookout for it. Studio update. You, Nick, and Matt would be glad not to be in here this evening. I had to. So of course, I even when on the hot recording days, nights, I would shut off all kinds of fans and air conditioning in the studio, and so there's no noise in the background, and we would just and there was definitely a time where there's a lot of crickets, so. We would just shut the doors and just sweat it out. And that's what's happening right now. True. I've been having the door open because I don't have too many crickets this year. But I have it completely shut because we have the two cats that now take over the garage instead of a Louie. And one of our cats, Snuggles, we didn't name it. Our neighbor named it. So, he has an injured leg right now, and we don't want him roaming around outside because we couldn't find him for a couple of days. So everything's shut, and I'm just sweating my ass off in here. So, you know,
you're welcome.
Yeah, just had to whine about that.
Yeah, taking one for the team.
The Nick 80. What have you been drinking this week?
Well, you're gonna be disappointed in me, but I'm gonna tell you anyway. had a situation, needed
situation
family
situational party beer.
Beers mixed
pack here style. here we go
yep, and the mixed pack with the freshest date was the Kona Island series.
Okay, all right,
totally situation.
Yeah,
the in-laws love a good golden ale. Which this mix pack has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can't just take them all hoppies.
Right.
So I had one of each, the Island, it's the lager.
I know.
Island lager. There was like a golden IPA.
Mm-hmm.
Golden ale.
They got that, and then there's a Fire Rock maybe in there.
Yeah, something like that. I should have looked it up. But anyways, all right. So I had some Konas.
That's all right.
It's been a while.
You know, Konas, it's low on the scale of buyout beer.
But it did have the freshest date of all the mixed packs that were available.
Hey, sometimes date overrides craft.
Sometimes.
What else?
Sunday, had some therapists from Dust Bowl. Good old standby.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great way to get the party started, you know, when you're floating in the pool anyway. Why not start with a triple?
Why not? That's why how you not? Get, you know, you get caught up. That's how you catch up.
Yeah. From there, I went to General Sherman. In the can, okay. And then a Hopnosis from Firestone Walker.
Mm-hmm. Sunday pool beering.
I think that was all the beers I had.
What about on Monday?
Monday was whiskey.
Your birthday. Oh, it was Whiskey Boy.
Yeah,
it's my birthday. I want whiskey.
That's right. Had enough beer on this over the weekend.
Wow.
Bullshit.
Man. That's worse than your Kona.
Whiskey.
Yeah.
You take buyout beer over whiskey.
Yep. That's the Nick 80 on tap. This week, let's begin. I had Moonraker Brewing's Head Sail. That's a pale. And I didn't like it. I don't know if there was anything wrong with it or not. It was, the date was fine. It just wasn't good. I give it a 3, which is about as low as I give a beer on the tap. So, unless it's really egregious, then I'll go lower than that. Basically, I gave it a 3 just because it's Moonraker. I'm like, I'm probably wrong about this. It's Moonraker makes good beer. And if I don't like it, then that's probably me. So I'll give it a 3, even though it's probably a 2. New Glory Brewing's Lambo Leglock. As a new one, as far as I can tell, from New Glory. And that was a double IPA. And that was actually good. That was pretty solid. I'll recommend that one. Altamont Beer Works Maui Wowie Easy. That was a session IPA. That was pretty good. Alvarado Street's Double Strata Imperial Double IPA. That one was very good.
It's Imperial Double?
Imperial and Double also. It has all of them.
Okay.
I'll recommend it. Modern Times Booming Rollers, Maui Brewing's Booming Rollers, and that beautiful blue can of theirs. I had the tall boy, and it's still excellent. Urban Roots Buck Pale Ale. It's got a chicken on it in the label.
Buck.
And it was out of the barrel. This wasn't the Wazoo one. This was out of the barrel, had Urban Roots in there. I'm like, oh shit, yeah, Urban Roots. And it wasn't that great. It was okay.
Uh-oh.
And I was just like, damn it, Urban Roots. the time I bought it legitimately and that wasn't given to us by Wazoo, it wasn't that good. So I was like, damn.
Dang. That's, yeah. No good.
Fremont Brewing's Cult of Vision. That is a cold IPA. That was pretty good. I enjoyed that. Alvarado Street, yeah. Lonely and Dreaming of the West Coast. That's always okay. Good. That's always been good. And then we get back to last week's show. So there you go. That was my big contribution. Dorktown on Untap and the Nick 80 on Untap. Yes.
Cheers to everybody for the birthday love on Monday. The Robin and the Ants. The Colin and the Janine. Pittsburgh Tom.
Oh.
Evil Circle.
Yeah.
Corey Bostwick. The Scotty B.
Hey, I'm not listening, but happy birthday.
But happy birthday. He said, make it a good one. And I did. Mikey Top Pour, of course. Bearded Brewer, heard from him. Saw him, actually. Saw him at the birthday party.
How's he doing? How's Matt doing?
He's hanging out. He's being Matt.
It feels like when you're like, you stop dating someone and you, like for a while, then you're like, I ran into Felicia. How's she doing? Oh, she's fine. Oh, okay.
Oh, she's fine.
Yeah. Was she got with a
haircut?
Was she with a guy or anything? No, I don't think so. Okay. She asked about me? No. Okay. That's fine. Yeah, she didn't have to ask about me.
It's just fine. Yeah, it's just fine.
To talk about the podcast or... No, okay. Okay, yeah, well. That's good. I'm glad doing well.
I'm glad for you. But...
I'm on Snapchat if you ever want to, Snapchat me.
I'm on the Snapchat. Snippy Snap. Is it the kids call it Snippy Snap, right?
Oh yeah, Nick. Go around. Yeah. You talk to your nieces and nephews there. So you on the That's Snippy right. Snap? And they'll be like, yeah. Snippy Yeah, Uncle Nick.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Snippy Snap me later. Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, if it says it doesn't go through, I got it. Trust me.
So, yeah. Any more cheers? Or wait. Am I on my cheers? You're looking.
Wait, you got your cheers. Yeah. No, that's all my cheers. I just really appreciate anybody that wished me happy birthday. Makes for a good day.
Oh, it's a good day, huh?
It's a good day. Cheers to my wife.
My wife.
I now have a pizza oven to experiment with.
You got one of them outdoor pizza oven thing in the jigs?
Now you're gonna be going against barbecue is the traditional, guy thing to get into.
Yeah.
I'm going pizza oven. I'm gonna start making artisan pizzas.
Can you put hot dogs in that thing?
Yes, you can. There's a cast iron attachment for it.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Wow, so you're going to be making pizzas for the show, or?
Yeah. I'll drop one off to you before we record.
Porch bomb me a pizza.
Porch bomb. Ding dong. Half hour or less, motherfucker.
Yeah, you can Grubhub me. I'll Grubhub you. I was like,
Yeah,
I want pizza. I want pepperoni, mushroom, olive.
Pizza's $4.50, but delivery charge is $27.
If you let any pineapple touch that pizza, I will send it back.
I will smoke the pizza with pineapple wood. Just for you.
I'll be able to tell. Don't pull that funny business. Because people over the years, because I do not like onions in things. I like the onion flavor, okay? I'll eat an onion by itself. But when you put onions in things, like in the meat, like people put it in burritos, they'll put it in tacos, they'll put it in like just meat in general, those like mix it in there, like little onions. I'm like, not that.
I don't see the problem yet.
I'm not having it. So don't try to sneak it in there, because I'll tell.
All pineapple pizzas.
I'll be like, this went through a pineapple something. Nick did some pineapple bullshit to this.
Yes.
And I'll just throw it out in the street. And let all the freaking wild animals of Northwest Fresno devour it.
Wild animals. The wild. You got
the foxes. You got the raccoon. We had a raccoon on our camera the other day.
Whoa!
You guys know, I don't know if you've guys seen a raccoon over there.
No, I do not have cameras to catch these critters.
But there's a raccoon. So beware.
We only get squirrels.
Yeah, plenty of, it's an all-day squirrel fest over here. That pissed off squirrel sound. I wish I had it right now. Like, no, I don't. You don't need to hear it, because I hear it all fucking day. Whenever you get close to a squirrel, they're just like, holy shit. And then they do it when other squirrels get close to them. They're like, ah, da, 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 da. And then when some other animal gets close to them, they're like, ah, da, 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 da. Like, shut up, squirrel. Nobody wants whatever you're doing. Okay?
Yes.
You're not that cool.
They do.
They're like, oh, shit, this guy's going to start fucking with me. I'm like, no.
I kill you. See you and I kill you.
We have this tree that has these little, I don't know what kind of tree it is, but it's over our driveway and it's got these little tiny nuts on them. And they just sit there and harvest them all day long. At least one. Drop all over the driveway. They're just all, now you got to walk.
Squirrel time.
Then you got to walk all over and they're like, and they're dropping on your car. And I'm like, Jesus, they're a menace. These squirrels.
Sons of bitches.
I guess I gotta invest in a pellet gun.
It's time.
Oh. Cheers to the Golden Gods. These people. I don't know if you know these people or not, but
cheers to
them. They are patrons. We have the Patreon and the Golden Gods that give us the $5 or more every month. And that pays for our P.O. box. It pays for our hosting of the show and all the things. And even gives us a little bit of fundage for beer or whatever fun thing we want to do. So thank you guys, all the Golden Gods that give us that opportunity to do that. We really appreciate it. And if you're thinking of becoming one, you do get to hear the tailgate session of us before the show. Sometimes we remember it's recording. Sometimes we don't, you know.
Right.
Yeah. There was the producer was talking some heavy duty marine gossip that actually got it mostly not recorded. But anyway, that stuff happens on the tailgate. So just so you know. So thank you all the Golden Guys. Also, again, cheers to Nick's post birthday celebration. Nick's 89 years old now. So
that's right. I am right?
And still 20 years from retirement. Everyone on Untappd, like Chew Your Beer, Ants, Steve Doors, Florida Steve, The Pint Stuff, Fontana Jim, Wazoo Corvette, Ulrich Burger, Sunny Al, and just everybody on Untappd that hangs out and comments and, you know, have our own little discussions on Untappd. Everyone showing love for Inserati Brewing and Riley's Brewing here in the Fresno Madera area. We talked about last week how Riley's Brewing brew house burned down to the ground, burned everything, and including Mike Sommelier, that also brews at Riley but also has Inserati Brewing. All his stuff was in there. All his stuff got burned down. So, Inserati and Riley's has places in Clovis that you can be a patron of and, you know, support them while they're trying to kind of figure out what they're going to do next. So just if you're in the Fresno area, go give them support when you can. And just cheers to everyone that listens to the show and shares it on their own social media. We really appreciate it. It's the only way we can get, really the only way we can get bigger is you talking about it. You know, once in a while, I'm sure somebody searches for a Crap Air podcast and stumbles on us. And cheers to you if you have. Thank you for joining us. But mostly, we need you out there talking about it. So thank you for doing that. And I'm still enjoying my There Does Not Exist. I still got a little bit left. So cheers to Tony Bags and to continue recovering. And hopefully we'll have Tony Bags on sometime soon and we can just have it out like normal times, man.
Yeah.
And I think we're good.
It's been a while since we lost an episode.
Yeah, we need to have Tony Bags on so we can get wild and crazy and just not record it properly and just never sees the light of day.
Never let it out to see the world.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great week.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Be safe.
Maybe.
Have fun.
Always.
But before you start your day, when you're in the grocery shelf, in the beer aisle, you got to make sure.
Taste some grapes.
Sure. Okay. You can be bold like that. Cotton candy grapes.
I need to taste this.
Those are good.
Oh, and check your dates.
That's it.